Washington State is making one of the biggest land purchases in state history. It's 50,000 acres in Upper Kittitas County in the Yakima River Basin. It's going to cost the state $100 million. Joining us with more is Seattle Post-Intelligencer columnist Joel Connolly. Joel, tell us, what is this land that the state is purchasing?
The land is the lower part of the Tianoe River Valley, which is one of the legendary valleys of the Eastern Cascades. The upper parts of it are in the Wenatchee National Forest, some great trailheads, Ingalls Lake, Long's Pass, Van Epps Pass, into the Alpen Lakes Wilderness. Its Wild West Fork houses a wolf herd, or wolf pack, and but the lower reaches have been a working forest, in fact, a very badly overworked forest, in private hands. The state acquires 50,000 acres, will hopefully rehabilitate the land. The land is now available for fish habitat as well as for recreation use. It's a very popular recreation valley, being east of the Cascade Crest in the so-called rain shadow, which means when it's drizzly here, it's often clear in the Tianoe.
Sounds like you've hiked it.
Extensively and exhaustively over the years. So one of the great experiences in the life in Washington State is to come up to the crest of a pass out of the Tianoe and have 9,415-foot Mount Stewart filling the eyes in one direction and Mount Rainier distant in the other. One friend of mine, a wise person, proposed to his beloved at Ingalls Pass.
So great for hikers. What's in it for farmers? I understand they're pretty happy about this decision, too.
The Yakima Enhancement Project, which includes the entire Yakima River Basin, it's a favorite of Governor Inslee, who used to be the congressman from that area, involves increasing the amount of water stored, not to both restore the decimated salmon runs of the river system, but also to provide irrigators with a more reliable source of water. Such is federal water law, which is basically on the first come, first dibs gets the largest share. Basis, you've had drought years in which some irrigation districts get 90-95% of their allotment, others get only 5 or 10%.
And finally, why did the state need to purchase this land? Was it under some pressure from developers who were going to use it for other reasons?
It was under a certain amount of pressure from both industrial tourism, let us say, great big destination resorts possible. Or also is just being badly logged, badly managed.
Great. Anything I haven't asked you about that's important for people to know, Joel?
Enjoy the Tianoe.
That's Seattle Post-Intelligencer columnist Joel Connolly. Not everyone is celebrating this land acquisition. A group called Friends of Bumping Lake says that it will enable the Yakima Basin Integrated Water Management Plan. They say that will destroy the lake, a popular campground, 15 historic family cabins, and 1,000 acres of never-logged forest that is critical habitat to endangered species.